This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Hope it's off to a great start. Going to get better here now because you've tuned in to hear a word from God today, and that's what we're going to do. This program, WGOD Radio, spends 15 minutes a day in the Word, Monday through Friday. For more info on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. I was just looking around there on the website. You know, there is almost 7 years worth of programs to listen to now by going to that website, WGODradio.com, clicking on the link that says prior broadcasts or prior podcasts, and then there's one more link you got to click, and then once you do that, you're taken to the website there, and on the left-hand column, it has all the different, it's got years and then months, and there are so many programs up there. I encourage you to download some of them. Get the Word of God in you. It'll absolutely change your life by making the Word of God the central, most important thing in your life. Get the Word in you. There'll be no stopping you when you do that. We're looking at Peter. In our last program, I mentioned to you about guardian angels. And I didn't know where I was going in this, and it's funny where we ended up. According to Matthew chapter 18, verse 10, the Lord Jesus Christ explicitly says, He says, "Take heed that ye despise not, that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven." Now, unarguable, because Jesus says it, is the fact that children have guardian angels. Whether or not you and I do, I would say yes, we do. Let me ask the question. Have you ever had a time in your life where somebody helped you? Maybe you were going to die. Maybe you fell asleep driving. Maybe you were about to go into a horrible accident and something happened that you just can't explain. Well, it's because you've got a guardian angel watching out over you. We looked yesterday that there are territorial angels. Daniel chapter 10, the end of chapter 10. Daniel was praying and waiting for an answer to his prayer. The angel came with an answer immediately, but it took 3 weeks, the angel said. It took 21 days for him to reach Daniel because the angel said, "The prince of Persia withstood me 21 days. Prince of Persia? Persia is modern-day Iran. There's territorial demons over that place. That's why they're so wicked and evil today. They got evil demons watching out over them, you know? There are places in this country where there's evil demons watching over them. First place, I'll tell you, Madison, Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin, where the Freedom From Religion Foundation is. I'll tell you, if you could look into the spiritual, and if Satan had his own throne, just like the Lord Jesus says, this is where Satan's throne is. If he had a throne in this country, it'd be right there in Madison, Wisconsin. Not even San Francisco, but Madison, Wisconsin, where the greatest hatred for the name of Jesus originates, in this town in the middle of nowhere, Madison, Wisconsin. That's where his throne is today. There are territorial demons. territorial demons, I'd say, have landed over this country that weren't here before, but they're here now. We just can't see them. Others here we read about. You personally, you've got them too. You have got guardian angels that watch out over you. Now, Peter had a guardian angel, and the guardian angel led him out of jail, unchained him. It just says the chains fell off of him. He was guarded by four squads of four. That's 16 soldiers in jail. They all fall asleep. The chains fall off. The doors open. And then the iron gate opened. Now, I'll tell you what. I would hate to have been a soldier by the time Herod found out about this. Let's see what Herod's response was. Now, verse 19, Acts chapter 12. Now, when Herod had sought for him, remember Peter, they killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Peter's in jail. Now they're going to go kill him. So here comes old pompous old Herod, getting ready to do whatever he wants to Christians. That's what he ever does, right? That's what they all do. They spit in your eye. They feed you to the lions. They use you as human torches and light you on fire like Nero did. Here comes old pompous Herod looking to kill himself, another Christian. So when Herod sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea, and there he stayed. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, he sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people shouted out, saying, "It is the voice of a god, and not of a man." And immediately the angel of the Lord struck him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten by worms and gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. Same Mark that wrote the Gospel of Mark, by the way. So here goes Mark going out now with Barnabas and Paul. But what happened here to Herod? Seemed like this was swift judgment. Oh, you bet it was swift judgment. This is what happened to him for what he did. Ultimately, it was pride that got to him. We see people fall because of pride all the time. Herod, now remember, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18, it says, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." So Herod's the first example I could give you. Another one is Nebuchadnezzar, where you can read back in Daniel chapter 4, verse 25, where Nebuchadnezzar, in his own way, did the same thing. He said, "Look at my kingdom. He took all the glory which was due God, and he kept it for himself. And God practically turned him into the Werewolf of London. And he was on all fours, and he sprouted hair and claws. You'd think he was Lon Chaney. And he ate the grass of the field, and the dew ended up on him." This is what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. You can read more about that by reading Daniel chapter 4 in your Bible. Third example, Satan. There's another prime example of pride and what happened to him. A couple places to look at. Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. It says, "How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you who have said in your heart, 'I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High.'" That's what he said. Pride is what brought him down. Another place you could read as well would be Ezekiel chapter 28 to read more about his fall. Starting in verse 14, God speaking to the devil, he said, "You were the seal of perfection. You were full of wisdom. You were perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. You were the anointed cherub who covers. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of the fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created until iniquity was found in you." Ever heard that scripture before? That's Ezekiel chapter 28. Now, it's addressed to someone else. It's addressed to the king of Tyre, but, oh, he's not talking to him. Far as we know, the king of Tyre never spent time in the Garden of Eden. He's talking to someone else here. He's talking to the devil. "You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created until iniquity was found in you." What iniquity was that was found in him? Pride. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Let's you and I give glory to God. Remember, every good, every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights. Every good thing that you have, every good thing about you, every good thing that you have, all comes down from Almighty God, who loves you so much, showers good things on you. And remember, your salvation, everything has come about because of God and his great love that he has for you. We're out of time. We will be back again. It looks like we'll pick it up in chapter 13 or moving on here in our study in the book of Acts. We'll be back Monday here for chapter 13 in our study. You are listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in this day.
Somebody's got to be glad that you're alive.
Yes.
Somebody got to shout, "I'm alive.
I'm alive, and I'm feeling good.
Somebody got to shout, "I'm going to do something good today. I'm going to have a great day. My day are going to be productive today." Somebody got to get that feeling.
It's Winning Wednesday.
It's
Winning Wednesday. Yes. This is your time of victory. This is your season of victory. It is our new dawn era. And new dawn has broken.
Yeah. I know you're going to work. Oh, man, you know, I'm going to work. Am I not? Yesterday was a tough day, you know. My boss was on my nerves. All my paperwork was on my nerves. And all those teachers there, all the kids was on my nerves. They were just driving me crazy. and I got to face them again today. All those nerves.